Today's show is brought to you absolutely free. Radio's the only thing that's not hitting you up for money or personal information. It's easy to use, and again, it's totally free. You're welcome.
Bob McClain.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and off and on again, showery Thursday alohas to you. You're just in time as we get underway with hour number two, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program. With yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the south, the president, not to mention dean, of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. All right. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage hotline number. That is 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. And I got a bunch of those I need to catch up with here. That is 71307. And my email address is simply bob@1063word.com. When last we spoke, we were talking about Jim Acosted, the late, great CNN White House correspondent who has now been suspended and not allowed on White House grounds after his behavior yesterday at the president's news conference. CNN, of course, immediately rushing to the defense of their shill. The White House announced tonight, said CNN, it has revoked the press pass of CNN's chief White House correspondent, Jim Acosta. It was done in retaliation for his challenging questions at today's press conference. No, it wasn't. The specific reason for his suspension was given, and that was that he tried to strong-arm the young woman, White House intern, whose job it was to give the microphone to the next reporter in the news conference. And he refused to give it up and engage in a wrestling match with her. The CNN explanation continues. In an explanation, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders lied. No, she didn't. She provided fraudulent accusations and cited an incident that never happened. Anybody who looks at this video can see that the accusation is not fraudulent, it's legitimate, and the incident did happen. They're denying that Acosta got into a wrestling match and wouldn't give up the microphone? CNN continues, this unprecedented decision is a threat to our democracy. Well, in the first place, we're a constitutional republic, not a democracy. And the country deserves better. Boy, we certainly deserve better from you, CNN. Jim Acosta has our full support. Well, there's part of the problem. There was a time in this country where if a White House correspondent treated the office of the presidency with a lack of dignity and respect that Acosta shows on a regular basis, shouting questions to Trump when it's obvious he wants to move on to other people, otherwise being rude, uncivil, and just generally a jerk. Fraudulent accusations cited an incident that never happened. White House Correspondents Association, that's the all the reporters that cover the White House have their own little association, their own little clique, their own little club, and it is known as the White House Correspondents Association. It is not in any way officially connected with the White House. It merely acts as a way of defining who these members are. They're people that cover the White House. White House Correspondents Association, in a statement, called the move unacceptable and urged the White House to immediately reverse this weak and misguided action. By the way, I notice in this printout that I have that was different from the original one I saw this morning. In the association statement, they had weak. It says immediately reverse this weak and misguided action. Weak was spelled W-E-E-K. some reporters apparently they corrected that error along the way. Thomas Lifson writing about this today at the American Thinker in what looks to me like a terroristic threat. A mob of about 20 Antifa thugs pounded on the door of Tucker Carlson's house, cracking it, and issued verbal threats intended to intimidate him into silence. Washington Post reported, Fox News host Tucker Carlson was at his desk Wednesday evening, less than 2 hours before his 8 p.m. live show, when he suddenly started receiving multiple text messages. There was some sort of commotion happening outside his home in Northwest Washington. I called my wife, Carlson told the Post in a phone interview. She had been in the kitchen alone getting ready to go to dinner, and she heard pounding on the front door and screaming. Someone started throwing himself against the front door and actually cracked the door. The natural first assumption was that this was some kind of home invasion attack, but when the thugs started using bullhorns, all doubt must have vanished. They posted videos of the attack on social media, since deleted. One person could be heard saying in the since-deleted video, Tucker Carlson, we are outside your home, using a bullhorn, accused Carlson of promoting hate and an ideology that has led to thousands of people dying. We want you to know we know where you sleep at night, the person concluded before leading the group in the chant, Tucker Carlson, we will fight, we know where you sleep at night. Anybody think this crosses the line? I mean, it was bad enough when the head of Homeland Security, when a United States senator are run out of restaurants, when Sarah Sanders, the White House press spokeswoman, are all run out of restaurants at the encouragement of crazy Maxine Waters and Eric Holder. This is what you get when you guys encourage this kind of behavior. Get out there and get in their face. Kick them, said Eric Holder. Carlson said the protesters had blocked off both ends of his street and carried signs that listed his home address. The group called Carlson a racist scumbag and demanded that he leave town, according to posts on Twitter. A woman was also overheard in one of the deleted videos saying she wanted to bring a pipe bomb to his house. D.C. police say they arrived a few minutes after being called, but there is no indication that any arrests were made for trespassing, damage to the home's door, or making terroristic threats. Twitter has now suspended the account of Smash Racism D.C., the Antifa group that organized the mob. Yeah, there's a threat to the free press here. It is not having Jim Acosta's White House credentials pulled. It is people trying to break into the home of a Fox anchor, a show host, Tucker Carlson. I'll tell you, if the Pelosi's and Holders and crazy Maxine's of the world don't call off their dogs, somebody is going to get seriously hurt. Or worse. 4:15, we go to the phones when I come right back. Welcome back. 4:21 here on the Bobby Mac Show as we go to the phones here this Thursday afternoon, beginning with Joe. He is in Simpsonville. Hi, Joe, and welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. I just have a question. You had just made that report about the thing with Acosta in the conference, mm-hmm. the news conference. Did you see it written someplace that he got into a wrestling match?
No, that's my description of it.
Oh, okay, because that's not accurate. I mean, that's... There was no wrestling match. I mean, he refused to give the microphone up, but it's not like he got into a wrestling match. He grabbed to the microphone twice.
Well, that's as the president said to Mr. Acosta, that's your opinion, and I have mine.
Well, I mean, all you got to do is watch the video, and you can see this. I mean,
I have watched the video on multiple occasions.
Did you ever see wrestling?
Yes, I did. I saw arm wrestling. Yeah.
No, it's not arm wrestling either. She reached for the microphone one time. She released it. Then she reached for it a second time.
You don't think Acosta was being rude?
No, I think he was asking a question.
You don't think he was being rude?
I don't think he was being rude at all. I think he was trying to ask a question. And
how many questions do you get to ask in a news conference like that? He'd already asked and answered two.
I mean, he was having a discussion, if anything, with Trump was not asking the question. He was arguing more on the basis of the question that he had. And actually just, I mean, he came in there with the attitude of having some kind of a message of you know, I don't know what you'd call it.
I don't either. What do you call it?
Well, I mean, he basically went in there and actually started off, you know, negatively speaking about the Republicans that were in there and that were not embracing his efforts and things of that nature. I mean, he was just very.
You don't think Acosta has taken an accusatory tone with the president and has taken an adversarial position with him in every news conference they've had so far? You want to talk about somebody coming there with an attitude? That would be Jim Acosta.
And I would say that most of the other reporters that I watched the entire conference, and just about every one of the reporters that were in there, quite a few of them had the same tone as Jim Acosta. Matter of fact, Jim Acosta is a big
part of the problem.
Why is that a problem?
Because uncivil. It's undignified.
Let me ask you a question. Right now I'm asking you a question, and you're getting agitated. That's the same situation Acosta.
No, it is not entirely, because Acosta comes in there with an attitude, and if you don't recognize that, Joe, you're an idiot. Luis is next up. He's on his cell phone. Hi, Luis, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby, that last caller, forgive him, for he does not know what he's saying.
Well, he's a leftist. And he sees nothing wrong with Acosta coming in there with an aggressive, confrontational attitude every time there's a news conference. He is also depriving the other reporters in the room an opportunity for them to ask a question by his continuing to hog the microphone and ask three or four questions when the president has already answered one or two of them and wants to move on. Look, when the president of the United States tells you, that's it, sit down, you should take my advice, Mr. Acosta, and sit down.
Exactly. And when the president said, here we go, he knew exactly where Acosta was going with this.
Right. He's done it for the last two years.
Yeah. I'm a retired federal agent. That was simple assault. Somebody hopefully is talking to Capitol Police, and they're filing a report to arrest them for that.
Well, I doubt it's going to proceed to that point, but it certainly.
I wish it did, because it was simple assault.
Well, it was.
Were put on her person.
Well,
that was it.
That's true. That's true enough. I hate to see the coarseness that's displayed at these events now, because these reporters are not there to ask civil questions. Look at that woman from the NPR NewsHour who followed Acosta, who said, Mr. President, you call yourself a nationalist, and that's associated with white supremacists. So are you a white supremacist? I mean, if that's not a have you stopped beating your wife question, I don't know what is.
Yeah, you know, they're not going to stop, and the only way to stop them is smack them down. So I think Acosta should have been arrested. Capitol Police should have gone in there, watched the video, and placed them in handcuffs and walked them out. That's the only way these people are going to stop doing this.
Yeah, and when it escalates to the point where they're trying to break down the door of Tucker Carlson's home, this stuff has gone way, way too far.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen to Tucker tonight to see what he's got to say about that, because I heard that last night and I was in shock.
Yeah, me too. It's disgusting that we're at this point. Luis, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Lisa is next up and is on her cell phone. Hi, Lisa, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Just a comment to the first caller that came on after the break.
Mm-hmm.
That was a presidential news conference. That was not the Jim Acosta show. So although Acosta tries to make it that way.
Yeah,
he
does.
Indicative of everything.
It is.
It's indicative of everything on the left.
Yeah, and Acosta is the lead dog of these White House reporters who want to make a name for themselves, think that they're becoming a big star. We've seen this all before with Dan Rather and Richard Nixon, and it led to a bad relationship between the media and the president then. I think the president would like to be able to get along with these guys, but if they come in there with this adversarial, arrogant, elitist tone every time attacking him right off the bat, What is he to do? And they're offended that he defends himself?
Well, I think it was National Review I read today, had a good article about it. And it said that they hate Trump. And they come in with that "I hate Trump" attitude every day. And it's a really good article. I encourage everybody to go read it. But what I wanted to say was, this, again, it's just indicative of the left. Those people last night, and I actually went and saw that Twitter feed that you were talking about, that DC, whatever it's called.
Frightening.
I actually saw it before it was taken down. These people, I don't even know if lack of self-awareness is the right way to describe these guys. They're out there with a bullhorn terrorizing Tucker Carlson's wife. I don't know where his children were. If they weren't home, thank God for that. They're terrorizing this woman, and they're going on about how Carlson is full of hate and what he says kills people. It just blows one's mind. Just like last week, I don't know, did you see that effigy of Marsha Blackburn that somebody hung up in Tennessee?
Yes.
A dummy hanging, and they had Marsha Blackburn. And then they had a poster below that that said, "Stop the hate." And I'm going, my God, these people don't even know what hate is.
No, sadly, they don't. They don't. And they don't even recognize how far beyond the pale they've gone.
Yeah, they are the very people that they're railing against. They are the very thing that they're railing against. And I don't know why the D.C. cops didn't haul those people off.
I don't either.
They did several thousand dollars to Carlson's door. And it's just like your caller, John. Acosta has a horrible attitude. He treats everyone that's on the Trump administration like dirt.
Yeah,
he has no respect for him. And he just goes on and on like he has that right. You may not like that man, but he is president of the United States, and he was duly elected. If you can't treat him with respect, he needs to get out. Trump has been very patient with him. I think so too.
I would call Acosta ill-mannered, but you have to have some manners to be described as ill-mannered, and he has none whatsoever.
He's the epitome of the left.
Yep.
And this is what the left is promoting. And those people in Congress, those leftists in Congress, they are no better. Maxine Waters, my God, she's the most corrupt congresswoman in the House, and she's in charge of the House Finance Committee.
Will be in January.
Talk about irony.
Scary. Well, you're right. I mean, where are the D.C. police in an incident like that at Carlson's house last night? I mean, they should have been able to round up these masked demonstrators, examine their ID, and if they were trespassing, and somebody obviously did if they were trying to break down his door while wearing masks, they should have been brought in for questioning to determine who they are and then charged with a terroristic threat or whatever other local crime they may have committed, because this stuff has gone way too far.
It has. And somebody's going to get hurt. And honestly, I hope that these people that are being threatened, I hope that they have concealed carry permits. And if anybody gets hurt, I hope it's them hurting those on the left.
Well,
because the left is not going to understand anything until it comes home to them. This has just gone beyond the pale. I was just appalled when I heard about what happened to Carl.
Well, it should be a wake-up call for everybody in the media. I can tell you this, there is a reason why I go armed everywhere.
Well, you both.
You just don't know.
I got a permit and I carry.
Yeah, good for you.
You sure don't. Yeah. And these people need to be doing the same thing.
Lisa, thanks very much for the call. I appreciate it. 4:31 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Thursday. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 4:39 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line, Bobby, if a masked man is pounding on my door hard enough to damage it, being arrested will be the least of his worries. Now, Bob, in case you haven't already heard, MoveOn.org, that's George Soros, has officially ordered nationwide protests at 5 p.m. local time in response to the dismissal of Jeff Sessions. Everyone needs to be aware, just in case. Well, at least 9.54 million people were made aware because Rachel Maddow at BSNBC went online encouraging people to take part in this protest. It's happening, she wrote online. This is a break the glass in case of emergency plan to protect the Mueller investigation, which has turned up nothing, by the way, in 2 years. We knew this would happen at some point. The day has arrived. And then encourages people to go out and protest. Yeah, same way they protested at Tucker Carlson's house last night. Is that what you have in mind? To the phones we go, and next up is Cameron, who is in Easley. Hi, Cameron, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby, how are you doing?
So far, so good.
So good, that's right. It's like the man falling through the house. So far, so good.
Exactly.
Yes, but I just want to call. Anytime I hear people like Acosta doing that nonsense, I makes my blood boil because I text White House correspondent about just dealing with that, and I said, look, Sarah, if somebody does something like that, just have them removed.
Yeah,
because Acosta should have been dragged out today by two Secret Service men because. There should be zero tolerance for that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And he's there essentially just to stir up trouble and instigate whatever he can and make himself appear as some liberal media hero. And he's gotten his wish. You know, the Radio Television News Directors Association, White House Press Association, all of them supporting Acosta, who was probably the rudest, most uncivil individual to ever occupy the White House press room.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 29, but I look back and it's like we need to get back to the days of Walter Cronkite when it was just the news, not all this political stuff in journalism.
Yeah, sadly, the journalism schools, almost identically to what the law schools do, they teach activist journalism now. They don't teach just report the facts, lay them out there in black and white. And let people make their own interpretation as to whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. No, no. They have to spin it and tell you what you should be thinking.
Yeah. And, I mean, several other callers have made sort of the similar response about somebody breaking into Carlson's house.
Right.
I mean, if somebody is trying to break into my house, I'm in the barricade mentality. I'm going to run to a room and just wait for them. But if they break the door, I'm going to let them know, you come through, you're going to get shot.
Right.
And so, anyway. And
look,
then,
you have a right to defend your property and your family in your own dwelling.
Exactly.
You know, and if they're going to attack you there, they do so at their own risk.
Yeah, and I'm the kind of person, I don't like confrontation. When somebody decides, say, they're going to start something, it's like you think you're mad, you're not even close. But, and then the other thing is every time I hear a mass shooting, it makes my blood boil because
yep.
It's like, where is the response of people? Why weren't these employees armed?
Good question.
You know, it's like when the president was running, he said these, like the shooting in Paris and these others.
Right.
He said if there had been bullets flying the other direction, it would have been stopped.
You bet.
And this needs to stop. It's like these liberal politicians, and especially in one of the worst states of California where, you know, they're anti-gun, it's like, okay, you want to take our guns away, then you defend us.
Right.
But they can't even do that.
Well, so, you know that old saying, Cameron, when seconds count, the police are only minutes away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
which is,
all right, Bobby, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Cameron. I appreciate the call. Yeah, that's that. And the shooting in California obviously was tragic, horrible. And yet, you know, the default position of the media and the left is that, well, if these guns weren't out there, this wouldn't happen. No. If there was somebody, a good guy with a gun in that nightclub, it would have happened, but it wouldn't have been to the degree that we saw. Pat is next in Union. Hi, Pat, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hi, thank you. I listened to your show Tuesday coming home. We laughed all the way home. I thing that came to mind was our blood chart that we had. You got the body with the blood.
Yes.
One side red and one side blue.
Right.
And I said, blood is oxygen. It feeds the body. The body lives off it. Blue is minus oxygen. The brain starves. Now you know that. party.
That could serve as an explanation, couldn't it?
Yes. And CNN, I will say again, the military will tell you it's Communist News Network.
You know, I worked at CNN in the mid 80s for about a year, and in those days, it was a news organization. They weren't activist journalists sending out all these indoctrinated leftists to try and push a particular ideological agenda. We were out there to report, and that's what we did. And sadly, it has digressed from there.
Where's Walter Cronkite when you need him?
Yeah. And you know, the funny thing is, Walter Cronkite was actually a leftist.
Yep. But he spoke the truth.
Yes. And nobody knew it from watching his newscast because it was straight down the middle.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you from Union today. 4:46 now, 14 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Now, you may think that we're in the eye of the storm of these planned demonstrations that have been proposed for 5 o'clock this afternoon by the George Soros-funded MoveOn.org group. In my text messages this afternoon, Bobby, below is the text received from my employer. Office closed early so we could get out of Dodge. A political protest rally is being organized via the internet, social media, to occur at One City Plaza and the old Greenville Family Courthouse beginning today at 5. Please plan your exit or entry activities in the time frame before and after 5 p.m. accordingly. Signed up attendees number over 1,000 for the One City Plaza. No attendees are currently signed up for the old Greenville Courthouse. This advisory is going out to all our customers and associates bordering the One City Plaza and Project One area. If you'd like more information, visit the website moveon.org. All right. This is the one that Rachel Maddow has been pushing. Back to the phones we go. Dave is next up. He's in Powdersville. Hi, Dave, and welcome to the program.
How are you today, sir?
So far, so good.
Hey, a couple things. First off, I think my wife had a great idea.
What's that?
She said with Bob Costa, President Trump should have said, okay, that's the end of the press conference. It's all over. You can all go home. You can all thank Bob Costa for it.
Yeah, Jim Acosta.
Jim Acosta, yeah. Whatever he is.
You know what? He would have really been a hometown favorite then, wouldn't he?
He might have got his ass beat.
So to speak.
The others.
He would not have won if he'd run for president of the White House Press Association.
Hey, the other question I have is, you know all these demonstrators where they start yelling out at the stage like they did to Marshall Blackburn or
right.
Whatever?
Yep.
The police gingerly handle these people, carry them out so as not to hurt them, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's wrong, and I think I know the answer, and it disgusts me, what's wrong with just grabbing a handful of hair, grabbing an arm, and drag them?
Because then they're accused of police brutality, and they sue the city, and they walk away with tens of thousands of dollars.
You think they could win that? I mean,
given the society we live in today, oh, yeah. Yeah, they'd win. Uh-huh. Because they don't want to go to court. The city's don't want to pay damages that a jury might give, so they settle with them out of court and pay them off, and they go away. And they know it.
That's horrible.
It is horrible.
If they find out they had a clump of hair removed or a wrist to kind of mess up, I don't think they'd be so quick to stand there and mouth off.
No, I suspect they would have a change of heart about their protest tactics. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the call. Let me quickly get to Dale, who is in 96 here before we hit news at the top of the hour. Hi, Dale, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. Love your show. Listen to you every day, buddy.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that very much.
Okay. Within the premises of the White House, all the reporters, all the people that work there, in my opinion, I think something needs to be created called code of conduct.
Mm-hmm.
If and also everybody, the reporters, they need to sign it. Then they get their credentials to come in and, you know, and do their job. Otherwise, they don't come.
You know, there used to be an unwritten, similar to what you're suggesting, code of conduct. It was just called good manners.
Most companies around and upstate that I've ever worked for all have something like that.
Yeah, right.
And also, I heard that if Costa didn't get his credentials removed, that he was going to have to go to the doctor today to get Trump's foot out of his you-know-what.
You know, at one point yesterday, Dale, about midway through this confrontation, after the president had told Acosta, you know, that's it, that's enough, give up the microphone and let's move along, he actually stepped out from behind the lectern, from behind the podium.
And going out there.
I thought for a moment, oh boy, here we go. But the president was in control of himself, and I think the reason, in retrospect, I think the reason he stepped away from the podium was kind of to end the dialogue between himself and Acosta. And Acosta still kept yelling questions at him after that.
And he gives Sarah Sanders a hard time also. Let's don't forget that.
And Sarah holds her own pretty good against these uncivil, so-called reporters.
Did you see the picture on Facebook where Sarah Sanders was seen over behind Acosta sitting there getting chewed out?
No, I didn't. I'll have to find that one. I bet that was an enjoyable moment. Thank you, Dale. I appreciate the call. News is next. 5 o'clock Follies are coming up on the other side here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.